Hello, everyone, and happy Valentine's Day. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm extremely glad to be with you. This is Glenda, and I'm not at my full strength today, and I can't say I'm entirely happy, but it's such an honor to be here and offer this blessing to the world, to all of you, and to my dear, beloved late husband, Larry Jensen. So, Tony, are you around? Are you here to help me out? Okay, I hope so. But I'm going to start by taking, we're on a Q&A mode, and so I'm going to start by taking some calls. Nancy and Gary, you're on.
Hi there. Well,
hey.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, I just want to ask our beloved community just to have a moment of silence together, just to embrace you and with our love, and to hold you and let you feel that and know how real that is, and that we're here and we're your family and we love you, and to ask God to bless Larry's soul journey into, you know, the arms of love. And I just want you to know this really from the depths of your heart, that everybody here is just holding you in this beautiful net. And if we could just be quiet just for a moment together.
Okay, we can do that right now.
We love you, Glenda.
Thank you, Nancy, Gary. And I love you. I love everybody in this community. And you are my family. This was such an incredible synchronicity to be here today celebrating the heart. And I don't know of anyone less than Yeshua who worked from the heart more than Larry. And so to be, I know that he's here right now, and he is embracing all of you. He joined all of my blessings in the past. I say my blessings, but it was Yeshua's blessing. It was just my conducting of the service. But he was always there, and he loved the work that we did as a community and saw the difference that it made in the world. I don't think I can talk much more about Larry without losing my composure, because I'm still, even though I'm joyful that he's out of pain now, I'm joyful for where he is. I miss him, you know, and that it's going to be that way for a while. It will take probably many weeks before I get up in the morning and don't walk toward his bedroom. But what I did want to say is I decided he did not want a memorial service. He did not want a funeral, because he doesn't want anyone to mourn him at all or cry for him, because he knows that he's still alive. He just had to do some body switching, come back again when it's time, when it's ready, when it's in the will of God. And in the meantime, be with us the best way he can, which is the highest way he knows. And let me tell you, that man could go to some pretty high levels. And anyone who ever knew him personally or took his study courses knows how high his level could go. So we are very blessed to have him back at that level now, especially at a time when the world needs wonder workers holding us in a loving, lighted, high vibration. So it could be that Larry was just being called into service at that level, because we need him so much. Now, my way of paying tribute to him, like I said, I don't I will not disobey his wishes. Good morning. Except I can't stay away from a few tears. But what I want to do is gather up as much of his work as I can, and I have a lot of it. I know that all of you have appreciated little samples of it that I would include in webinars that I gave. And sometimes on the Sunday service, I would tell you what he would have to say about belief or some other words of wisdom from Larry. I'm sure a lot of you remember that. If I could gather up all of his work, it would be probably a 12-volume book set. So we can't do that, and I don't have access to all of it, but I'm going to be talking with his daughter and his best friends and me through my notes, gather up the work that I feel is the most timely and the most appropriately suited to what we study right now in Spiritus Church and from Yeshua. And sometime in the spring, probably 2 to 3 months from now, I'm going to offer a webinar called Words of Wisdom from Larry Jensen, presented by Glenda Green. So watch the mailing. You will want to take that webinar. This is one of the wisest, most profound teachers that's ever walked on the world without being divine. He was human. He was very human. But his wisdom was extraordinary. And so that's how I'm going to pay a tribute to him. In the meantime, I'm just going to get back to being the love that I am, which I never lost. It just got focused on a particular issue for a while. And the work was hard. The days were long. And anyone who's nursed or nurtured someone through their transition knows exactly what I mean. And I see Eva's on the call. She knows exactly what I mean. So I'm going to take some calls, and I want to include you in the blessing. And Larry would want that because this will be his first time to be on high ground as a blessing giver. And this just may be quite a profound blessing. I want to put the whole earth in it. I want to put all of humanity in it. I want to put all of our leaders in it, and all of our healers, our wonder workers, and our spiritual missionaries in this blessing, including each one of you. And whatever your needs are, whatever your desires are, let's put them on the altar of faith.
Amen.
In the presence of Yeshua, in the arms of God. Okay? And now
perfect.
I'm going to open the line to those of you who are on the call, starting with Tony. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Glenda. You know, it's really beautiful. I'm here to help in any way that you need. It's striking to me what you and Nancy were talking about is reflected in the position of the moon today. The moon is with Chiron, and it won't be exact until this evening. So all day we have this influence and then beyond. So that is consciousness, priorities, and healing, and the journey related to the level of the soul. So we have something that's very beautiful and resonant in the sky that's connected directly with what you guys were both addressing in your comments. So I just wanted to mention that. So, yeah, I love you and love to Larry and to everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I want to thank all of you for your love and your prayers. Larry and I went through this journey together, and then set him free to move on into a journey with angels. But it meant a lot to me that you were there. It meant a lot to me that I heard from you and received cards and contributions from you. Anybody who still wants to make a contribution, it will go to the service of Spiritus Church and to the preparation of this honored webinar for Larry later on when it does emerge. So I'm going to open the line to Eva. Hello, Eva.
Hi, Glenda. This is... I was very moved by your message about Larry and a lot of deep feelings.
I know.
You were so there for me, and he was there for me when I deeply needed very much help in my past. And one thing that came to mind for me was when he had his answering machine on, and he would call me and I would call him sometimes, and I don't remember what all he said, but at the end he would say, "Talk to me." And he was so alive and so inviting. And that always just made me smile and made me feel like I'm wanted, you know, and it's okay, because I was never used to talking to people that I felt were so much above me in my growing up years and in a lot of my past. And so this was comforting and helpful.
That's great. That reminds me. I think I should change my answering machine to that. I loved that.
Yeah, it was so alive, and I really enjoyed that. And when I was reading, you know, your little message, that's just what came to my mind in thinking of him. And so blessings to you, and please do take care of yourself. You know, it takes time to heal, and you're still human, and as we all are, and we know the feelings that come along with the human life, that are very different from the other realm, which seems like we should never have any fears or doubts or times of crying or despair, but we're still here. But
that's right.
Thanks,
and we're
on
a mission.
And we have those on the other side.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
The key to be on this mission is exactly the only two commandments Yeshua left us with. And that is to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and to love each other as ourselves.
Right.
That's the closest thing we can get on earth to being in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
In heaven, it's natural. You don't have to work on it.
Right. It's just there.
Yeah. Right, Larry.
And as many people who have had near-death experience have explained, you know, the love is just there, regardless of what had happened in lives in the past. It's there for all of us.
That's right.
So much love to you and
strength.
And, you know, I know that you're in God's hands also. And
I am.
I'm sure Larry's helping you from the other side.
Yes, and there will be good things ahead.
Yes, I'm sure.
Take a little. I just need to kind of, I can't take any time off because this silly, it shouldn't be silly. It's very serious, but this lockdown that we all don't like. there are great things ahead. Great things ahead. And I know that, and I hope that your faith will keep you strong in that knowledge. I'm going to open the line to Jerome. Jerome, hello.
Wow, just lots of blessings for you, and with the loss of Larry, his spirit, though, can be with you. And I ask his spirit to be with you every day and time yet in your life. And it's 26 below and wind chill up here in Minnesota, so it's...
Well, you're lucky, because even the devil wouldn't be there.
No, he'd freeze up in 2 seconds.
That's right. His fire would go out.
But blessings on you and everything you are and the highest love that you are, and Yeshua Ben Yosef to be with you and surround you and enfold you, and all the angels of the other side to be around you and surround you. And I thank you with your love and light and peace and joy forever and always. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerome. Okay. You're a blessing to me.
Okay.
And I'll include your family in a very special way.
Okay, thank you. Thank
all
you.
Right. Well, I saw Desmond was on the line for forever and forever, and then he disappeared. Come back, Des. Here, Desmond, you're on.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi. It's so beautiful how you're celebrating Larry's passing. It's extraordinary to hear it. It's such a beautiful love, and it's, you know, I've had so many revelations of love, and you've been an amazing blessing giver to this world, and I would like to try to get my life back. I've kind of lost it, but I mean,
I've got a great idea. Talk to Larry.
Okay.
like he was said at the end of his recording.
I have.
He was like, talk to me. Okay, my suggestion is talk to Larry. He was not only a great psychotherapist when he did secular work, he became a spiritual psychotherapist, and then, of course, a minister and an anointed one by Yeshua. He will be where your brother is, and ask your brother to find Larry, and the three of you talk it over, okay?
Okay.
I think you may find some miracles rolling down your way.
Thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome. And many blessings to you, Desmond.
Thank you so much, as always.
I'm going to open the line to Stephen. Hello, Stephen.
Oh, hello, Glenda. I'm just giving you so much love and prayer and support during this time. And I just want to say I really love you, and I really love Larry. And you know, my memories of Larry are few but so fond. I just, to me, he just seemed like this ultimate father figure, and just always had this amazing, gentle, yet strong energy, very, very jovial and very wise, and just such a rock, you know, just such a strong spiritual rock. I just, you know, when I learned of his passing, I've just been the last couple of days just in prayer, and he's just been constantly in my thoughts, and so have you. So I just want to say that's really all I want to say, and many blessings to you, and
thank you.
That's it.
One of my favorite pictures of Larry is the one that includes you, David Wolf, and a friend of David's. I think she worked for him, in front of Thai Spices in Sedona. I think I sent that picture to you. It's a great picture of Larry and you and David. I mean, we were like the four musketeers.
Yeah, that I remember you did send it. That was such a lovely, beautiful picture in time, and I will forever remember that time. And yeah, that lovely young woman, her name is Tracy. She went by she still does by the name Love, though. We always called her Love.
Oh, right, Love.
So,
yeah.
So appropriate. And she's just a beaming ray of love all the time. So, yeah, thank you for sharing that picture. Wow, what a time.
We're probably going to post some really good pictures of him on his Facebook site. I just haven't. I needed to be in my private time as much as possible, with the exception of calling some family and our closest friends. But with that exception, I've needed my private time. So I haven't gotten around to making official announcements yet, except for the blessing call today. But we're going to do some nice things on Facebook for him and probably include some of those great pictures.
That's wonderful. And I also want to just give a blessing to his lovely daughter, who I only met a couple times. I forgot her name, but she's...
Alicia,
that's right, Alicia. And I just want to give a blessing to Alicia because I know she just must be going through some time right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, she is. You know, and her grandson, I mean, her son, our grandson, Dylan.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for including them. Yes.
You're welcome. And thanks for being on the call, Stephen. I'm going to open up the line to Nancy. Nancy. Welcome.
Thank you. And this is such a blessed Sabbath. And I wanted to say, I've been thinking, when I think about you and Larry, I've been thinking about the unity blessing, which is, I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, I behold the Christ in you. And I've been rereading the Keys of Yeshua. And I'm in the chapter on restoring the temple.
And oh, my goodness.
Yes. I found a passage that applies to so many different things. But for me, I would like a blessing to help me be more tolerant of people who have a different perspective than I do. I have found a lot of resistance this weekend as I watched events unfold and so forth. But this passage in the Keys, it's on page 288. And it says, through the dimensions, the seven dimensions or aspects of consciousness, the heart can restore wholeness in an infinity of ways to achieve an infinity of results from an infinity of starting points. And I look at our society and think of all the different starting points we've got and all the different issues that we're facing. And this really is a very hopeful teaching.
Yes.
And it's such a blessing, and we often talk about love without end, but the Keys are also an important soul resource for all of us. So
they really are. They really are, Nancy, because and Yeshua inspired that book as well. I think I've said this before, is that while Love Without End came from a white slate, you know, of innocence within me, simply asking questions. The Keys of Yeshua developed from taking Love Without End out to the world in seminars, and he speaking through me to others who had their questions. So a lot of questions I didn't think to ask. When I was with him painting the portrait, others asked in the seminar. And so that became a whole new body of notes. And from my perspective, of course, I was more seasoned by that point in speaking about his words. That so I went from a child to a young adult by that time I wrote The Keys of Yeshua. And I also was very, very aware of something that speaks to the point of what you mentioned. And that is how much of his truth was also in the wisdom of many other holy people that have lived in other times and places over the ages around the world and written their own sacred texts. And so I collected from, I collected from other bodies of work messages that were similar to him, as well as quotes from the Bible that substantiated what he said, so that we could see there were many starting points and many pathways of infinity. And in terms of our nation, one thing to say is that we need to remember that this nation was founded on the basis of many starting points and many points of view, many beliefs, and many different orientations. The one difference between then and now is that people were optimistic then. For some reason, we've become distrustful, conflicting, and pessimistic. And I'm not sure what has set that off, but that's what we can help reverse. And that's really the only thing that needs to be reversed, because all of the different viewpoints and perspectives are all valuable. They all bring to mind something we need to look at. But we need to look at it from a perspective of optimism, gathering more fruits into the basket, and making a new state of wholeness. And I know that's what Larry's going to be working on from higher ground, because that's what he gave his whole life to create.
Well, what a blessing that is. And all of us need to kind of create a more expansive perception. And it reminds me of the dedication prayer, too, where we ask to restore our the harm that is, restore us from harmful illusions and renew our perception of truth. And each one of us need to do that from our sacred hearts and recognize that, as Jesus taught, nobody sees truth exactly the same way because our experiences are different.
That's so, right.
So being that loving, open heart is so important, and I'm kind of saying this because I need to say it to myself.
That's good. That's good. And actually, it reminds me of one of
this.
It reminds me of one of Larry's favorite quotations. He said, "Truth is truth, but you create your own reality." I would have 1,000 fingers if I counted the times he said that to me. So, it's a little different than the way Yeshua said it. It was one of our points of contention, but he finally agreed with me in the end. It was just a matter of words. Because,
I know. Words are inadequate for so many spiritual concepts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I don't want to take up too much time because I know there are lots of people who
we've got a blessing,
but I do need a blessing to help me be loving towards my neighbors who see things differently from me. I mean, I can do it intellectually, but I just keep deep breaths.
You're uncomfortable with the feeling.
I am. That's the truth. So I need a blessing to really.
Okay. You're going to get it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bless everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. And thank you for your loving contribution to Spiritist Church. We will use it for all the good purposes we stand for.
It's a joy to help support your activities. Thank you.
Okay. And we've got a couple more people on the call. Tara Kim, welcome. Your line is open.
Hi, Glenda. Hello, everyone. Glenda, I just wanted to let you know that I'm holding you and Larry in my heart and just sending love and blessings to you both and just thinking about you a lot. So,
thank you.
And just wanted to request a blessing for mass consciousness today, and just to go out there kind of in the tune of what everyone else was saying too, and maybe just from some support for clearing the fear that's out there right now and any apathy.
Yes. Fear is the enemy. It is.
Yeah.
Diversity is not the enemy. We have always, in this country, benefited and moved forward and profited by diversity. We have.
Yeah.
It's fear that's the enemy. And it always is, always has been. And I'm very leery of any kind of mob consciousness, even mobs that have a good theme to them. Let's say a well-meaning theme to activate changes, that I can respect. But when they turn into mob consciousness, we know it's all about fear. And that's not going to have a good result. It really won't. It will be misunderstood every time.
Absolutely.
So let's clear the fear, but keep up the ideals. Let's move forward with, well, if I could sing it, I would sing it, but you wouldn't like my voice right now. So Larry's favorite song was The Impossible Dream.
Oh, it's a beautiful
dream,
song.
The Impossible Dream. And, you know, I know he would leave you with that hope. And for all of us. Well, thank you for your good wishes, and your request is our request of everyone today. Susan, your line is open. Welcome.
Hi, Glenda. My heart is with you. I didn't know Larry, but I feel as though I did.
You couldn't be in this work and not know him.
No, exactly.
You just didn't.
Exactly.
You just couldn't. He permeated it with his spirit.
Yeah, I feel as though I did. So, you know, my heart is with you and certainly with him. And with regard to what's going on in the world, you know, for a little while I've been doing things I haven't done in years, you know, watching TV, you know, kind of like seeing what's going on. And then I found myself getting kind of like cynical. And I said, you see why God told you put blinders on and just do your work? You see why God did that? He had a reason. So when my sister would yell at me, you don't know what's going on, I said, Barbara, I could always go to you. You'll tell me. You know, I would yell at her like that. I'd say, don't worry. You'll let me know, you know. But all kidding aside, I had a job to do. And all that was going to do was drag me down and get me to a point where I say, what's the use? I mean, you know, no good. Put the blinders on and do the work, or do, you know, I mean, like I've been watching Saturday Night Live, take it lightly, a lot of this stuff. Take it lightly, because the bottom line is what will happen, and the work I have to do, I've got to do, and, the you know, and with a beautiful heart to do it, along with other people. And over time, it will and has and does make a difference. So,
absolutely.
You know.
And to give you a confirmation from Yeshua, I asked him once, what is the most important thing to do? And he said, what's in front of you? And I said, what after that? What comes next? What's in front of you?
That's right.
And I said, what about the world? And he said, the part of you, the part that is yours to handle, will come in front of you.
That's right.
Stay focused.
I mean, it was...
And take care, define your responsibility by what you've been given to work with, to care for, and to be there for.
Right. It was very clear. They said, like a horse. They don't put the blinders on the side for nothing. The horse is not to be distracted. You're no different.
Exactly.
I said, okay.
That's
clear. That was my image, the horse.
Okay. Well, Susan, I've got to stay focused on this board, or we won't get through our blessing today.
Absolutely.
So,
my love to you.
God bless you, and everything that you desire is my desire as well. Thank you so much.
And you too.
Mary, you're on. Mary, you may need to unmute your phone.
I'm sorry. I was muted. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. And I want to thank you for your lovely call message and your notes. And it meant so much to me. At the time I was going through, I had to stay focused upon the thought that Larry will be here for 100 more days. I could never allow myself to get into the thought that this is the last minute, because he wouldn't want it. And in fact, it wasn't the truth. It was probably, there was going to be a last minute for the last breath, but it wouldn't be the last minute for him. And he wanted me to hold that in mind. And I let all of his hospice workers know the same thing. So we all worked on tomorrow. And what will we do tomorrow? And the next day. And we stayed focused on the process until the process was over. And there were so many times I wanted to call you because of your experience in hospice, but I knew where it would take me. It would take me into grief. And I did not want to be into grief until the time was right for it. And even then, Larry wouldn't have wanted it. So thank you for your words, though. They're precious to me.
Glenda, I just want you to know how much I love you and how much this community loves you. And I also, what you don't know, sometimes there's so much more going on behind the scenes. And you had reached out to me and you had no idea, you had no way of knowing that in the past few weeks, I as well have been going through the most profound grief that has ever happened in my life. But what happened simultaneously, I think that no matter what our spiritual knowing, no matter how profoundly we know in, you know, the journey of the soul and that we're held by angels and that our loved ones are safe, there is still that process of kind of being hollowed out by grief. And but then it creates a luminous opening for more of spirit to come in. And you certainly have been a background sound and an embrace of spirit in my life that you just never knew. Glenda, there are times when your love and kindness have held me when I most needed it. And so I pray for that love and that gift of spirit to hold you as well, because you are such a spiritual mother. And so I think we all of us here hold you in love and support. And I want you to walk through your grief the way that you need to, because that's sacred. It is sacred. And so I honor you and support you and trust you and love you.
Thank you so much.
And my blessing is for you, that you are nurtured and held. And thank you. We love you, Glenda.
We love you too, Mary. And you've been a candle in the night for me many times. So thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to open the line to Iman. Hello, Iman. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. I send you love and blessings and light surrounding you and Larry. And I just want to say that I felt that Larry has always and is with you, like, and he will be with you to strengthen you and help you with the work. So that's my heart's feelings. So I just want to say I love you and thank you and God bless you in this time of change, and Larry as well. And also I want to thank you for the rose that I got last week, the black rose I ordered. My God, it's the most, it's beyond words. It's just so beautiful. It's so rich. And I put a little dab on myself, and I can feel the holiness and the love and the beauty that, you know, just permeates from that scent. And wherever I go, I felt like I was bringing that energy. It's such an amazing scent. So thank you for that.
Oh, it is. It is.
Yeah, and I like to order some more once you have some more in.
Wait, it's in stock. It's back in stock, and now we have enough. We've even opened for 1/3 ounce purchases.
Oh, my God. I'm going to buy a couple more, definitely for myself, and giving them as gifts. And
they are.
Like,
it is awesome. It's not like any other rose. To everybody, it's not like any other rose you have ever known. It's like the rose that blooms for us in the dark night of our soul, that takes us to the deepest places within us and illuminates our heart with sacred light that does not require physical light.
Yes. And it's such a divine heaven-sent gift at this time. It's just amazing.
It is.
Thank you so much. And I would like to also add, you know, what you and Moira was talking about the negativity going on. And I think it's a lot of it comes from media, from mass media.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
That's the,
that was
actually part of the prophecy in the book of Revelation.
Yeah, because we stopped watching TV, you know, like cable TV for years now. For 12 years at least, and not a single, we don't have cable in our house. And I see more truth. I can see the truth better than people that watch TV because I'm not steered by any kind of, you know, opinion or anything.
Uh-huh.
I just see it. I see it.
Of course.
It's there.
Of course.
And I don't
and
live
stay
in that
way.
Like,
stay in your innocent perception and you will see the truth.
Yes. And I see more. And not only that, I'm even in this time of change, I feel bliss. I live in bliss. I do what I love. I'm becoming more of the love that I am. I sing every day because that's what I love. And, I walk into the world with new eyes that come from my heart, not from what people tell me to believe. And it's a beautiful time. It really is. It can be a beautiful time. And I pray, of course, for everyone to realize that this is a time, a good time, actually, a glorious time. And I remember reading from Love Without End. It's always close to my heart when Master Joshua says, regardless of how we accept the change that's going on right now, which is part of the divine plan, it remains enduringly true that all mankind will be blessed by that human transfiguration. So that gave me this great hope for the near future. And I pray that everybody... Yeah, is lifted out of negativity and find the love that they are and start living from that place and inspire each other to live from that place. So that's all I would like to leave with is that we can create our own grace and reality and, of course, you know, with God, of course. God is everything.
Well,
God is everything.
Yeah.
So,
thank you, Iman.
Yeah. I love
that's
you
a great
so much.
I love you too, and thank you
for
the beautiful little Hawaiian wraps. I have been so meaning to call you and thank you. They are beautiful, but my mind and attention has been ever since they arrived.
I actually felt you. I felt your presence receiving the gifts, and I felt your gratitude as well. I felt them.
I can't wait for warm weather to get here and wear them at the beach.
Yes. Should you ever would like to come to Maui, please, you're more than welcome to come and stay with us. It would be a great blessing. So,
Lovely.
Yeah.
That would be lovely. But I think I'd better take another call right now.
I love you. God bless you. Thank you for everything. I love
you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Stormy, you have arrived just in time to give us a lovely, loving benediction. And I know you will.
Yes, Glenda. One of my sayings from 1,000 years ago is quiet in heaven. It is quiet in heaven.
Yes. Thank you. Well, that seems like a perfect invitation for us to move into the quiet of the heart and behold the presence of God. Hold on to the love of Yeshua and receive the Holy Spirit. Wherever you are, whether you're lying down or in your comfy chair or on the floor, sitting on the ground, although I know Jerome is not 26 below, perhaps sitting in front of the fireplace. Look at the, if you are anyone who's sitting in front of the fireplace in these, in this deep cold winter, take that fire and pull it into the heart and see that fire burning strong in the heart, but quietly and consuming nothing but illuminating everything, warming everything and warming the spaces of your life. We ask that you be in this holy moment for all that you would see done on earth, for all that you would ask for in your heart, and for the blessings that you have requested. Now take a very deep breath and hold it. Deep, deep breath and hold it. Now exhale it. See the inflow as pulling love in. Hold it. Filling your life and your body with the breath of life and love. Now exhale it and cleanse your breath. Cleanse your lungs from the air. And see it as a gift of love outward into the world, carrying with it your hopes, your ideals, and your blessings. Inhale again deeply and hold it as a prayer for all that you hold dear, for all that you would like to see brought forth in the world. Now let it go again as a blessing to the world. Your love expelled to the world to bring it into perfect peace, a perfect place, and perfect love that exists above all of our contentions, conflicts, and diversity, that we may grow into a new wholeness, a new place of being, one family, children of God, united and working together for a better place in which to live as one. I will start my blessing to Yeshua, my prayer to Yeshua. And you continue breathing as I do that. Then the blessing givers will join me for conducting the blessing. And while we do, let your heart turn into prayer for that which you hold dear and most wish to see unfold in your life or in the life of the world or your loved ones. Dear Yeshua, my words of gratitude are not enough to express how much I have felt your love and your caring as I walk through the challenges in this past week. I felt you with Larry. I felt you with me. I felt your presence with every nurse that came to care for him. I felt your presence come in with the chaplain. I felt standing beside the chaplain as if all of our ministers were there, in person, in spirit, to speak the last words and offer the last words of praise, appreciation, love, and glory to the one we loved, who was being carried by the angels to walk by your side. We know that he is fine, and I thank you for receiving him and being with him, his brother, and he your brother, as he always believed himself to be, as he always presented himself to the world as being your brother. So, welcome home, Larry. And Yeshua, we ask that you help all of your other brothers and sisters to know themselves more as your brother and sister, as our ultimate destiny, to be human while here and yet to be divine while we're here, so that our transition can be with grace, without shock, can be meaningful, and that we are ready for it when it comes. I ask you to be with those, most especially, who don't even have this knowledge yet. Help them wake up, because we know that in waking up to who they are, we will have more love among each other. We will have more grace upon the earth. There will be more faith for us to work with and to work through our issues with. The contentions don't matter as you taught us. What matters is who we are. And we are children of God. We are your brothers and sisters. And we come to you as a family now. We come to you as a family that celebrates the passing of our loved one and all of our loved ones and the angels who greet them and take them to higher ground. Carry this message with you, please, to those we love, all of those we love, how much we love them, how much we miss them here, but how much we celebrate their standing in grace, in peace, and in paradise. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now in offering the blessing today? On this day in which we celebrate the heart, let it be the sacred heart we celebrate, as well as the heart on all the levels. It does its bountiful work. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, go and rest for at least 7 minutes and allow the power of the Holy Spirit to wash over you, fill you, and write upon the blank slate of your life new inspiration, new hope, and stronger faith. I love you very much, and thank you for being with me here today. Bye-bye for now, and let's join again next week. Amen.